Hey, welcome to this special episode of American Liberty. I'm Kevin Warmhold. You can follow me at Kev Warmhold on Twitter, KevWarmhold. And follow me on Facebook at American Liberty Podcast. And go to our Instagram page, which I'm not that great with Instagram. Gotta be honest, I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm trying. Any suggestions, let me know how to better the Instagram world. That's something I'm learning. We had our first of two debates coming up in the next 2 days with the Democrats. Okay. We had Amy Klobuchar. Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, I think she's done. She was not impressive. She was not really fighting to get in the fight. I kind of was okay with her before. Now, not so much. I just think that she doesn't have the grit and determination to really get in. And I think she's kind of fizzing out. John Hickenlooper. He had one or two things I liked what he said. We'll get into each category, and I'll go into everything with everybody. Very brief. Tom Ryan, Steve Bullock, John Delaney, I was most impressed, and I liked the best. Out of all the people that were there, I like him the best because he's a free market. Well, I wouldn't say free market, but he's a business guy. He has an understanding of economics, and that's something that you need to take into consideration when you're trying to deal with a ridiculous national deficit, which nobody talked about tonight. Nobody brought up the national debt. Again, CNN dropped the ball. They should have asked them about the national debt. We just signed a major bill, okay, that's going through the House and was signed off to go, you know, it's going up to the Senate. It's going to be on the president about adding trillions of dollars to our already $22 trillion national debt. Okay, we're going to approach $150 trillion in unfunded liabilities because of these bills. Nobody talked about it, not one. Okay. Marianne Williamson, I don't know what she's doing up there. I don't get it. I'm not a fan at all. Bernie Sanders, complete kook, communist, socialist, not a Democrat. Okay, he's a socialist Democrat, identified independent as far as what it says. If you go to his website, he's not a Democrat, but yet he's in the Democratic debates. I don't get it. I don't know why this is not even brought up. Okay. Elizabeth Warren, I wrote a lot of notes down on her, complete disaster. Okay, Beto O'Rourke, he just hops around the stage, moving his hands, getting all, goodbye, go ride your skateboard, goodbye, you need to go. It's a complete joke now. Okay, his gun violent numbers are completely wrong, complete lie. Due to gun violence, suicide is self-inflicted. I wouldn't consider that in the same category, but he's including it in his numbers to make it sound bigger and scarier so he could take control and your Second Amendment rights. Pete Buttigieg, we'll get to that minimum wage thing at the end. So let's start with Amy. I didn't write much down for her. I got to be honest. She didn't get asked a lot of questions, and when she did get asked questions, really didn't interest me. Lost me. Healthcare. She's not for the one-payer system, which is good. You know, immigration. I don't even think they asked her a question. Climate change. I mean, I wrote nothing down. She didn't really intrigue me at all. Really got nothing to say about her. And I was kind of okay with her at first, but now not so much. John Hickenlooper, another one. Didn't really write much down, but he did say one thing that really stuck out. Americans have a right of choice. And we're talking about healthcare with the healthcare industry. Public option or private option. Let the people have the right to choose what option they want. I'm on board with that. I could be okay with that. You have a government-run healthcare plan, which I think anything government-run is garbage. I was through the VA system. I'm a veteran. I use government healthcare, the VA healthcare system. It's long lines, it's dirty facilities falling apart, and it's poor. It's not quality treatment. Okay, just because it's free, Bernie, doesn't make it quality treatment. Remember that, okay? I want the option. Put a government option. Okay, I want to choose though. If I want to choose a government option, that's on me. I'll choose it. right, that's what I could afford. If that helps bring down the cost, great. But when they did this the first time through Obamacare, they put in so many stipulations and fined people for not falling, you know, letting people choose their plans that they want. You know, you have to have this. You must have this. They put stipulations in. You had to have all this in the plan, and that's that. Whether I wanted it or not, you took away my choice. Give people the right to choose. I could be okay with that. Okay, immigration, climate change, the trade. He was really against the tariffs. Agreed, tariffs. We need the free market. Free up the whole international trade. Free it all up. Okay, it'll make things a lot cheaper. Okay, tariffs gets passed on to the consumer. Government don't pay that bill. We do. Okay, Tom Ryan. Times impressed me. Times he really didn't, because he has a mentality. First off, he's been in D.C. for 17 years, so he's an embedded politician. Really don't need any more of those people. Kind of could do without him. He also has a military-industrial complex mentality. Just by listening to him speak, and he's had on all these defense. No. With that, I'm out. Okay? Steve Bullock. Okay? He did not impress me. It was his first debate. He did refer, though, to Obama's Homeland Security when discussing free health care for illegals and decriminalizing border crossings would only make the problems worse. I think if that's your stance on it, I tend to agree that you're going to increase the amount of people that want to come. They're going to go run. You need to address the issue diplomatically with those Central American countries, but without having to pay the bill. Like, send our tax dollars there to fix the problem. That's not a solution either. We need our tax dollars here. We need less tax dollars, period. Less money going to government, more in your pockets to purchase and buy more things that you want to buy. More choice for you, okay? John Delaney, I liked. I'm not saying I'm voting for him, but of all 10 people there, he's who I like the best, okay? I think he, healthcare. Okay, he said universal health care, the one-payer system, is political suicide. I tend to agree with him. Okay, increase government and private sector working together. I don't know what that means. He didn't really get into it, but he's not saying get rid of the private sector. He's not saying government has to have control over everything. So I'll keep my eye on him. He also said Bernie's bill for the single-payer system will lower the quality of the healthcare. And he is absolutely right on that. It will give you garbage care. Universal health care equals garbage care. That's my thing. Garbage care. You get crap care. Okay? I've been through the VA. Anybody who tries to use the VA is a good example. Shut up. It's not a good example. Okay? The VA healthcare system sucks. Okay? I've been through the system. I know. And I think a lot of the veterans will agree with me. It's not quality, as if you went to a private doctor. If they allowed you that option to go to a private doctor as a veteran, and then the government paid the bill, that would be better quality care for veterans. They don't give you that option. You have to go to the VA. It's crap. Okay, so Bernie, it's crap. You got that? I wish Bernie, I don't even know how Bernie's on the stage with Democrats. He's a communist. He's a democratic socialist. He identifies as independent all year round. Why they let him in this debate is beyond me, because he's popular and he gets TV ratings. That's why. All right, back on to John Delaney. Sorry. He's worth $65 million. So he has money. He's created businesses. He has, you know, I'm not saying you have to be rich to be qualified, but he's created businesses. He knows how, you know, paying out health insurance through the private sector works. He also mentions that if bills are paid at the Medicare rate, hospitals will close. And if you expand Bernie's program to one-payer system, the government's going to dictate what hospitals get. You think they're going to give them more money? No, they're going to give them the least amount of money possible. And what's going to happen to private hospitals? They're going to shut down. So if you want hospitals closing in your neighborhood, okay, this is kind of like a Bernie bash, but don't worry, it's not going to be Bernie only. It's going to be Elizabeth Warren in about 5 minutes. If you want hospitals to close in your neighborhoods, if you want private schools to leave you no option other than a government option for education. If you want nothing but community schools and, you know, state-funded schools and no more private colleges to send your kids to, vote for Bernie as well. Basically, if you want Venezuela, vote for Bernie. If you want, you know, throwing rocks while the government beats the hell out of you and doesn't let you elect who you want and keep a dictator in charge, vote for Bernie. That's your guy. Vote him in. Go ahead. Elizabeth Warren, okay? She attacked the wealthy. She attacked the healthcare industry. She attacked, and she gave a lot of false stuff. So let's get to, all right, let's start with this. The attack on the wealthy. The wealthy creates jobs. It is what it is. Amazon. Yeah, do I agree with everything with Amazon? Do I think they have too much control and they're killing small business? Yes. But with that being, this is the free market. Compete him out. Beat him out. Come up with something better. Somebody at some point is going to come up with something better. Before Amazon, there was Walmart. Now there's Amazon. There'll be something else to kind of knock him down the ladder of success. It's innovation. Something's going to happen. They're not going to, you know, he's not paying taxes. He's not, you know, the guy has created tens of thousands of jobs. He provides people health insurance. He provides people with a paycheck every 2 weeks. If you don't like working at Amazon making $12 an hour, do something else. That's your choice. You know? You don't have to work there. That's what kills me whenever they make these arguments. You chose. You made that choice. You could also choose to leave and do something better. You think that you need to do something better, that you're better than what, you know, just boxing things up at Amazon. Go ahead. You can't blame Amazon for everything. She attacks the wealthy, wants to tax them. She put a wealth tax. That gives government more money to control and pick and choose where they want to send that money. You know, I want to keep more of my money. I'm not wealthy. I'm not rich. I want to keep more of my money. We don't need to tax. I want to hear a Democrat go on that stage and say, I want to lower taxes. I want to incentivize people to go to work and earn a living and spend money when they get that paycheck and not have to give it to the government. That's what I want to hear, okay? Beto O'Rourke, go home, take that skateboard back to El Paso. Ride it all the way home, buddy. I mean, you bounce around the stage and you say, you don't answer questions. You don't give any details. You just, you know, jump around stage, give this speech and kind of confuse everybody and what the hell you mean with your, you know, hand motions and go home. Take that skateboard, go home. Done listening to you. I can't listen to you anymore. I hope you stop showing up to these debates real soon. Elizabeth Warren, but let me I forgot to finish with her. Hold on. The paperwork with insurance companies, Elizabeth Warren said, it gives the companies the right to deny you coverage. No, the amount of paperwork has doubled since Obamacare came into play. So there's more paperwork at the doctor's office because of government, not because of private insurance companies. I want the ability to choose better coverage and not have the government dictate. Same thing with Bernie. Elizabeth and Bernie, wake up. I don't want you. You don't know better what I need than me and my family. That's what we know the best, not you. Okay, stay out of my pocket. Stay away. Don't tell me which doctors I need to choose. That's what you're doing. All right? Pete Buttigieg, he said something at the end. He used scripture to target conservatives. Okay, he's going after conservatives. Wake up. Okay? He's coming after you because of and went after the conservative congressman over the $15 an hour minimum wage. Minimum wage is going to kill small business. You increase it to $15 an hour. No, you're going to have nothing but McDonald's and these major fast food corporate chains. You're not going to have these small businesses. People are not going to go out to dinner and spend money. They're not. They can't eat McDonald's every day. Because the only companies that are going to be able to survive are these big franchise companies with multi-billions of dollars already invested already. Okay? You're going to kill this small mom and pop shop. I want to open up a small ice cream shop. I want to open up a small, you know, I got to pay $15 an hour. I can't hire young kids that are just entering the workforce, learning how to work. And, you know, I got to hire the 40-year-old guy and only hire one person instead of three people, whatever it is. Stay out of my business, okay? Don't tell me what I need. If they don't want to work making the wage that I offer them, they don't have to accept the job. Plain and simple, okay? Government cannot fix all the problems, okay? Government's going to tell you they can. They can't, okay? Everybody that went, Amy Klobuchar, John Hickenlooper, Tom Ryan, Steve Bullock, I'll leave John Delaney out for a second, Marianne Williamson, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Beto, Pete Buttigieg, all big government, centralized control people. John Delaney is, he understands that you need capitalism. He understands that you need a free market. I think he does. I think if he were to get the nomination, you would see him swing more back to the middle. He's trying to keep a little bit of a, you know, because you need those, the parties expanded to this idea of socialism. You know, if you're going to win a Democratic primary, you kind of embrace it now. I don't think he'll hold on to that if he was the nominee. I think he would be more central. He has had skin in the game as a business owner. He knows, he's been in Washington a little bit too, which is, we don't need these politicians. You know, I wish more regular people would run for office, especially congressional office is huge. That is impact. That is the part, that is the voice of the people is Congress. So we need more regular people to run for Congress. And that's something that, as much as I cannot stand and I dislike AOC, she broke the glass ceiling in the fact that a regular bartender won an election and one of the most powerful Democrats in New York City. You got to give that to her. But everything else she says is ridiculous and I can't stand her. But with that being said, tomorrow night there's another debate. We will go live again tomorrow night discussing the entire debate and hitting some points. Make little comments on the YouTube channel, on Periscope. You got something to say, you got questions, whatever, reach out, say, you know, make a comment. I'm curious of what you think. This is just my view of what happened tonight. I can't wait till tomorrow night to see the other buffoons go. I think, like I said, out of all 10, and if I had to pick one, John Delaney would have won tonight for me. For what I like, from my personal beliefs. If I had to choose one, it would be Delaney. That's it. I definitely would not vote for him, most likely, unless he went back the other way a little bit. But he was the best for me. What's the best for you? Tell me who you liked. Tell me, you can comment on our Facebook page, at American Liberty Podcast, Instagram page, Twitter handle, at Kev Wormhold. Let me know what you think, and I will see you again tomorrow. Stay free.